So, if you're one of those people who like to generate passive income, month income, and have that cash flow coming in all the time, and this is a video for you because there's a brand new ETF or passive income ETF that just came up in the market, and I'm going to reveal which one it is today. And nobody has ever actually made this video. This is the first time. This is the first video I can tell you in Canada that you're gonna hear this fund. Do your research, you won't find any. This is the first place you're gonna hear this. I'm gonna put on record, make a comment if you're ever gonna find before you watch this video. So I've covered a lot of cover call ETF on this channel, and there's a bunch of them, and there's a different one you can watch other videos. So I've talking different type, and I've also compared different type of ETFs and also covered call ETFs or any type of ETF that generate income or just growth ETF. I've made a few videos that that compare between the two. So today I'm going to talk about this ETF and see if it fits for you, if it's a good ETF for you to invest your money, and you're gonna make that judgment. And if it's your first time actually watching this channel, please subscribe. And if you have subscribed, just make sure you like this video and share with other people so we can grow our channel. And other people can also learn about cover call ETFs, so that way they can also have that passive income or monthly passive income, which is very powerful. I really like Hamilton, and I'm going to be covering more of these ETF every time they come up with a new fund or new ETF, or there's any type of ETF that I feel that suits you. So, as I say, this is a brand new ETF or covered call ETF that just came in the market. And so today I'm going to reveal which one it is, and you will see all what it has to offer. And the management is Hamilton, and it's called Hamilton Canadian Financials Yield Maximizer ETF. Coming January 23rd, Canada highest yielding financial ETF. So this is coming this Monday. Today is Saturday. Of course, in 2 days when the market opens in Toronto, this fund will start trading. So just as I say, it's the first time you will ever hear this, and I'm the first person actually in Canada to reveal this. And the ticker symbol is HMAX. Yield is about 13%. That's a target. So it depends. If it falls, of course, the yield is going to be up. The highlight of this fund, why is this fund so good that I felt it's worth for me to cover this, is because a 13% target yield, monthly distribution, a highest yielding financial ETF in Canada, diversified exposure to Canada's 10 largest financial, with a 75% exposure to big six banks, active covered call strategy to enhance monthly income and reduce volatility. Current coverage is at 50%. Is it good for you? Like, you want to know if it's good for you. So these are the highlights of things that they highlight that why you need to invest in this fund. First, it pays monthly income. So if you look for monthly income, and also invest underlying companies are all blue chip company, they all bank. You will see the bank what they invest in. Tax efficient, of course, if you invest in taxable account. But if you invest in TFSA or RSP, anything like that, you don't have to worry about that. Reduce volatility from option strategy. As this type of covered call usually reduce volatility, versus compared to the underlying ETF, underlying stocks themselves. Fund objective: HMAX is designed to attract a month income while providing exposure to market cap weighted portfolio of Canada financial services stocks. To reduce volatility and augment dividend income, HMAX will employ an active covered call strategy. HMAX does not use leverage. So we've seen other cover call ETF that I've covered on this channel. Actually, they use some leverage, about 25%, but this one does not use leverage, which is really good. Now, we go down here, we need to know more about this. Yield, if you compare yield about this fund and other financial, look at this big six bank. If you invest in all of them and then you average them out, you're only going to get about 4.76, about 5%. If you going with other cover call ETFs that does banking ETF, for example, BMO has a good one. And the more company also, they have bank covered call ETF. If you go with them, they usually yield about 7.81%, about 8%, right? But with the HMAX, you're going to get 13%. So it's more than any other covered bank covered call ETF in Canada at the moment. And what makes HMAX different than other covered call ETFs, right? With other bank covered call ETF, many covered call ETF write option on 30 to 50% of portfolio out of the money. And in a bit, you will see the difference between out of the money and the strategy they're using. We'll see. HMAX is able to provide the highest monthly income with the dynamic cover call strategy, currently writing options on 50% of the portfolio at the money. So they only use 50% of the money, right? You know, so there's a 50, not all 100%. You see the difference here is the at the money and there is out of money. I told you, wait a bit, we'll see what's the difference between at the money and, out of the money. If we go to Investopedia, we can see here, option can be in the money, all right, ITM, out of the money, OTM, or at the money. So what the, at the money means, or ITM means, option has intrinsic value, and out of the money means it does not. Simply put, ATM or at the money options are not in position of profit if exercised, but still have value, and there's still time before they expire, and they might be at the money, or no, in the money in the end of it. So if you want to learn more, you can go to investopedia.com. They have a really good definition about any type of financial words that you might not be familiar with. You can go to this website. It's a pretty good. So let's go back to our video, our ETF. So HMAX, this allow HMAX to generate the highest option premium while maintaining 50% of upside potential, right? So now, because they only did 50% and you have 50% of the money that stays invested in those banks. So that's why you have the 50% unused for option, right? Let's look at overview of this fund, right? Select option, because this is the main thing, what they invest your money in. So we look at asset management companies, about 9%, so 10% about. Banks is 75% and insurance is about 14%. Holdings, we can see Royal Bank of Canada 23%, Toronto Dominion Bank TD is 20, BMO Bank of Montreal is 11%, Bank of Nova Scotia is about 10%, Brookfield Corporation is about 9%, Canadian Imperial Bank is 6%, Manulife, Sun Financial, these are all percentage. So the biggest one actually is the Royal Bank, which is effectively one of the big, is the biggest company actually in Canada. I think Shopify was one of the biggest, but now I think RBC, it came back to where it is. So you invested in very blue chip of blue chip companies. Your money will be invested in there with 50% call. So it's a pretty good. Now let's look at the funding details. So all Hamilton ETF are available for purchase on Toronto Stock Exchange and or TSX, and can be used in RSP, TFSA, RESP, all these type of accounts. You can use these accounts to invest in these ETFs. And also you can set up a DRIP. You know, please, if you want to set up a DRIP, you have to contact your brokerage to set up that. Ticker symbol, it's HMAX. Exchange, of course, is a Toronto Stock Exchange. Investment style is covered call. Distribution is monthly, and it rebalances semi-annually to make sure that the fund, they maintain their weighted that is meant, like a RBC 23, they have to maintain that. So that every 6 months they rebalance, you know, just in case it come out of a balance, right? Risk is a medium, and administrator is Horizon ETF, which, by the way, Horizon is one of the biggest provider of ETFs in Canada after the BlackRock, which is iShares line, and also Vanguard, BMO, and Horizon. Let's look at this, by the way, management fee. This is very important. It's about 0.65, right? So it's in line with most other cover call ETF or specialized type of cover call. So it's a pretty good. It's not too expensive. It's 65, right? Let's look at the distribution here. Because this is a brand new and is trading end of the month. So it's a HMAX distribution are paid monthly in cash, or if the unit holder has re-enrolled in dividend reinvestment plan, or we call it DRIP, reinvested in additional unit of ETF. So instead of you getting cash coming into your account, you're going to get more units because they take the money that they pay dividend, they buy more units. So you don't even have to see the money, right? But my personal preference is actually to just get the cash and buy those ETF myself. If you use a brokerage like a CoinTrade, it's free to buy, so you don't need to set up a drip. I personally do not do drips with these funds. The first distribution will be on March 10th, and the ex-dividend date, so you have to buy before February 27, and the money that you're going to get will be about 18 or 19 cents. So that's it for this fund. And the ticker symbol again, I remind you, is HMAX. And this is the first place you have learned about this. The first person to bring this to your awareness. So just make sure you subscribe. Just make sure you like this video, and because we need more people to learn about it, this type of investment and this type of covered call ETF, so we can all have that passive income coming through in our accounts. And I'm gonna cover more of these, and I'm gonna cover any changes that happen. So make sure you subscribe and hit the follow button so you don't miss any video when I'm releasing. Till we meet again. Bye bye. Have a great weekend.